Apex Central listeners, you can find us every Monday through Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What's up? Thursday, September 22nd, as I said, on Hot Ice, not September 21st, which Frank tried to ruin of one of the all-time songs yesterday, so I don't remember on September 22nd, but September 22nd, Pick Central, joined by Smitty from Philly.
Outside of Philly, but I'll take it.
There's a lot of people not from Philly who claim Philly, well, so you can't, join the club.
You can't.
Big F from upstate New York.
Why are you going to throw upstate in there?
It's upstate.
I live closer to the city than Marty grew up.
What's your area code? They want the crowd first?
What's up?
All right, Marty, you got shafted. That's from Za. Sorry.
Thanks,
that joke writes itself. Sometimes, I want to tell you about our friends at Fireball. Sometimes life can get serious fast and adult responsibilities become overwhelming. But everyone needs an excuse to let loose and have some fun. During the moments of stressful adulting and letting yourself have some fun, Fireball Whiskey is there to help you say F it and free your fire. Fireball takes any event to the next level, whether it's a mundane work happy hour, crazy pregame, or just watching football with some friends. Fireball is all about flipping the script on life and turning everyday events into ones you'll be telling stories about for years. Fireball's iconic cinnamon flavor tastes fire and goes down easy, making it the ultimate crowd pleaser. That's why it's the number one shot in the U.S. Fireball 50 milliliter shooters are the perfect to ignite a pregame tailgate or darty, plus no shot glass needed. Just crack it and knock it back. I'm going to be drinking some Fireball this weekend. Obviously, we got games tonight. Next time you're deciding between adulting and fun, say F it and free your fire with an ice-cold shot of Fireball.
Speaking of Fireball and
F it, the F it pick of the day. Fireball, F it pick of the day.
Bury the lead a little bit. I mean, you build up the suspense for the F it pick of the day. Yeah,
right off the bat. Look at Zai. He's going to jump through the glass like he's fucking in a hockey game.
Nah, not the F it pick. That you can do whenever. The one that I'll jump through the glass.
Now the timing is acceptable for Zai. Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Real fast, we need to congratulate everyone.
Coastal.
They're still going?
Yeah, I got to do the pick. Coastal, Georgia State, with boosting the line to over 69.5 plus 185. If you think the game's going to go over, goes over by a touchdown, you're sitting on a bigger plus sign. Plus 185, that's my F it Fireball pick of the day. Marty.
Everyone here sitting here made it to day two on Merchapalooza, which is, I can't believe I did, so shout out us.
You have to sell a minimum of one piece of merchandise?
Two.
Two? Oh.
Yeah, two. Got to go over one.
Honestly, I don't care. I care. And if you want to use the promo code Smitty, I am donating all $15,000 back to you, the people. Whoever buys my merch, Smitty, goes right back to you. But honestly, if I don't win, I'm just happy I sold three, so I'm not on that list.
That's literally what I said. I said, I am just happy I'm not day one. And so if anyone is listening right now to Pick Central, if you buy a piece of merch, use code Marty right now in this hour.
Smitty.
In this hour, I will be putting a parlay together that we will all be a part of. Just letting you know. Not you guys, the people. Code Marty.
What does that even mean?
You got to DM it.
Any other whores in this room?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about. Big F sure should have something.
Let's go Big F. Why not? If I've ever given you a winner, which is I've given the most winners on the show, just go Big F.
Yeah.
I'll be full disclosure. I'm not going to donate. I need the money.
No, I'm not
I just want to gamble. I just want to gamble.
I like the element of the parlay. I like a little bit of that element.
I will be keeping the money and continuing to bet more money than I bet now. My unit will go up.
Roan is already doing that, Smitty. Look who tweeted it out first, you fucking scumbags.
My code is Rico. We might as well all be whores. My code is Rico.
Sorry, I'm not on the yak. Hey, listen. Why are we bringing strippers in here?
Take it easy. There's only been one piece of – there's been two pieces of merch ever released via Pick'em. It's the Pat Hill shirt and then the poster, Last Dance poster. It's pretty cool. I think those are collectibles. You might as well use the code, get you 10% off. All right, tonight's game. NFL. Back to kind of being an ugly one. Pittsburgh Steelers plus 4 at the Cleveland Browns. Over under 38.5. I'm hearing some weather. I think we build the parlay plus for this one. Because this game's ugly, I think you got to get a big time plus sign. I think we can all add this guy's using Siri. I think we can all add a leg and get this to a plus sign. In terms of sides of the game, I really have no opinion. Spinny's on fucking weather. Ev, do you have a strong take on this game?
I love the Browns.
Okay.
I love the Browns.
I really do.
I think they're both it's funny cuz they're both kind of similar-ish teams, but I think the Steelers' weaknesses play very well into the Browns' strength. The Browns run the ball very well. Steelers cannot stop the run. I think that's going to be a huge factor in this game. I think that's going to be why the Browns win the game. I'm not really worried about laying 4. Like, I think, and I was even seeing, it could have changed. I was seeing some public money early on the Steelers. That didn't really matter in my thought process, but it only strengthened it in my head. But I like the Browns a lot. I think they win. I also like the under in the game. I like the Browns more, but I like the under. Ebo probably, or somebody, one of the boys posted a great stat that I think it was the last, like, 7 times the under's been 38.5 or less. It's 7-0.
Really?
Crazy. I mean, the low, it was kind of part of my theory last year, like play the highest totals and play the low, like the under's the lowest total under.
Aren't Thursday night games post week 1 historically unders too?
Yes. Primetime, I think, has been big unders. I think this year only one primetime over has hit.
20% chance of Wayne.
Which one was it?
Called it was the Titans by the hook.
By the hook.
Titans Bills by the hook.
Right. I have no real opinion on the game. I do think it's going to be ugly. I don't like to be getting involved. We'll build. I'll probably get involved with Parlay Plus, everybody. I'm on the 2 college games, which we'll get to. I've always been chasing the double dips. Kelly tweeted it. I'm starting to kind of like it. I do think the Browns win the game. Kareem Hunt at 11-1 is going to be the double dip.
I don't hate that. They use him quite a bit in the. I mean, you notice a lot of times,
yeah,
they'll feed Chubb a lot in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
They'll give him a break of the 20.
Kareem Hunt will be the guy.
And for the Hunt's got like to throw him the ball too with the screens.
Yeah. They love doing.
Get him in space.
Now this is a game where I don't know if anybody, like I don't know if either team will score 2 touchdowns total based on how ugly it's going to be. But with that said, I'm on Hunt. Marty, do you have a strong? So you're on the Browns.
I love the Browns strong. Because, listen, the Steelers cannot move the ball for shit. Jacoby Brissett honestly isn't like he's kind of almost the definition of not that bad for quarterbacks. He's just not that bad. He's not good. You know what you're getting from, but you know what you're getting from Mitch Trubisky as well. And it's a lot of dump offs, and that they can't move for shit. They played the Patriots, who I don't think are a good team as well.
Good defense
as well.
Solid,
yeah. But I just think that the Browns are going to dummy them, I think. I think they need to come out, especially off the loss as well. I think they have to come out and kill them.
See, also just – no, go ahead, Spinny. My bad. Go ahead.
Steelers can't move the ball for shit. True. But they came out this week and basically publicly embarrassed the offensive coordinator. The players were saying, hey, like, we got to do this. Like, this doesn't make sense. That's going to either go one way or the other. Like, hard extreme, like they put up 25 or they put up a goose egg.
Just I'm with you on that. It's just more I don't think Mitch physically can. I don't think that he's capable of what he's capable of, and I don't think that he can get.
They have tools too. So like
their offensive line stinks.
They do.
That's also
and the Browns pass rush is like I mean
Najee Harris is a little beat up with his foot and he's dancing back there too.
Najee's a good back. Their O line
time to throw. It's also not totally his fault. He really has no time to throw. It's just they have the like Rico just said they have fucking Claypool. They got fucking
Deontay Johnson.
They
I think Najee's a good back. I mean,
a lot of weapons on offense. It's just they can't get the ball to any of them.
Right. There's a couple of bets that I saw that if you do think it's going to be an ugly game or low scoring, seem enticing. I know Ebo kind of goes through these here and there. What do you guys think about this? Any quarter to end scoreless is plus 185.
Wow. Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all 4 refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
And in terms of...
I like that.
Right. I like that also. And in terms of first scoring plays, Pittsburgh's field goal is plus 350. Cleveland field goal is plus 310. With that, I know the wind can fit, but like, do we think they could stop each other on the goal line and I'm kicking a field goal and I'm getting a 3-1?
No, I don't hate that.
I like those as well. It's just tough because you have to bet. If you're committed to a field goal, you bet both and you cut into your winnings. But Smitty, you really think Pittsburgh can score some points?
I don't hate the first field goal bet. I don't hate the quarter bet. I don't know. Something stinks.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Something stinks. I hear you. 7-0, 38.
Game stinks.
And under. It's not 38. It's 3.5. The game will stink. The Browns can rush for sure, and I for some reason I think the Steelers are going to put up 20 today. I just do. I don't know why. I just do.
Yeah, I mean it's NFL. Not
Cleveland's defense hasn't. I mean, you got Joe Flacco marching up and down the field. They gave up 31 to the Jets.
It was really at the but it was at the very end. Pretty much, he did most of the damage. Yeah.
Right. I don't know. There's no logical reasoning behind.
And the one was a bust.
Busted coverage might score some points tonight. I still think they lose. I don't think they cover, but I think the over is going to hit.
And if the Browns defense does stink, the Steelers offense is the one you want to go against, based on how they've struggled. Booze, you want to pull this up real quick? I mean, we're like the NFL show where we tier everybody. I saw this on Twitter. I was like, all right. I didn't even bother to like fully open it up. I'm like, we'll open it up with the boys and see what stands out. So this is okay. So in terms of like market driven and obviously betting, right? They only have two teams that they think are Super Bowl bust, and then they obviously have contenders.
I agree with that.
Who is the most? This is really the only question I have. Which one in any category is the most egregious of like that team does not belong there, and which one is one you would bump up? So like a team like the Falcons, like, oh, they're working out quarterbacks, so they're gonna be a top five pick. Like, nah, I think they could actually be, you know, bet like not that bad. Basically, they're not looking good is not that bad.
Take the Denver Broncos. The Denver Broncos and put them below the list, bury them underground, and piss on whatever is on top.
All right, so you would go down.
As long as that hack job is still the coach, they might not win a fucking game.
Downgrade the Denver Broncos. Who would you upgrade?
I think the Falcons is a fair upgrade. I think they're going to be in every game. I think the Jags and Titans not looking good. I think the Jags have plenty of upside. I think the Titans bounce back a little bit.
I think the Giants are the definition of
middle
class.
That's the one I would have said, yeah. Right. Well, it's all for 2 weeks, but the Giants, and you look at the type of their schedule, I would upgrade the Giants. The one.
Not going to win the Super Bowl.
The one I would downgrade is the Colts right now. You cannot say the Colts are middle class like just yet. I know it's two games. They look like shit.
So what happens if the Colts beat the Chiefs at home this week? Not saying it's going to happen, but what happens?
And they're just back to, okay, it's not a dumpster fire. You get what I'm saying? Like, I think it's just, all right, because right now I think that there's a possibility they could go like 0-6. I don't even know their schedule off the top of my head, but they look like shit. So downgrade the Colts for me, upgrade the Giants.
I don't know how you don't have the Dolphins and other contenders. I don't think they're even frisky. I think that they put themselves in that.
They've earned the right. If the Eagles earn the right to be there, the Dolphins definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
We're going to find out when do they play, Sunday against the Bills? We're going to find out for sure if they're going to play the Bills.
If Trey Lance was still the quarterback, they would be off the other contenders and in the non-looking good.
Honestly, I think you could downgrade the Vikings. I think they're like middle class.
Vikings are kind of middle class.
I think the Lions even could be middle class. The Jags, I think, even as well could be middle class.
It's interesting that the Bengals are still considered possibly frisky because they kind of look like shit in the last two.
I think they can get it together.
Yeah, they'll still get it together. Okay.
The only reason I wouldn't upgrade the Falcons is because, by definition, they absolutely have to be watching college quarterbacks.
Yeah, oh, they yes, of
yeah, I agree.
Mariota's not the answer,
but it's weird to say like the same too. Like with the Lions, I know the Lions are 1-1, but the Lions like look good. I know they're not good teams that they're playing. Well, they play the Eagles.
Their offenses look pretty good.
You know, but their offense has
some holes. But they're working on it.
Of 2 weeks, things look good for the Lions. Things look good for the Giants. I guess
honestly, like, even another
bad,
one,
you're fucking 2-0.
As much as it like pains me to say this, with a healthy Dak, Dallas is up too. That defense is really good, I think.
Yeah, but I mean they are what they are right now. So,
but it's great. They even still they're like winning. They can win. They beat the Bengals with them without them. I mean,
makes sense.
I just think that defense is very good.
Ebo, who would you upgrade? Who would you downgrade?
I'd probably move the Colts down to watching college QBs. I think they stink.
I agree. Who would you upgrade?
I think the Jaguars are probably the best team.
So what are the Jaguars?
So I'd move them up a little bit.
What are the Jaguars still to win that division? Have they moved
plus 300 as of Monday?
Oh, wow. So not the favorites, though.
No, I believe the favorite is still the Colts.
Plus 800 before the season. Not too shabby.
Yeah, I know. And I felt like last year everybody was on Trevor Lawrence. I didn't want to get back on that train, but that's
a new coach.
It's definitely a good pick.
Knows what they're doing.
Yeah, it's definitely a good pick. Smitty, tell us about Omaha Steaks.
Omaha Steaks, baby. We all love our steaks. From tailgate parties to busy weeknights, the flavor experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to savor all the flavors of fall with their mouthwatering assortments of perfectly aged steaks, ultra-juicy burgers, and easy-to-prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash. Right now, take advantage of 50% off site-wide by shopping their semi-annual sale. This sale only happens twice a year, hence the semi. And it's on now with 50% off delicious customer favorites. And when you use the promo PICKS at checkout, take an additional $30 off your order. Ev, how do you like your steaks?
Medium rare guy.
Rico?
Medium rare. Always.
Mush?
Starting to I'm
okay.
A medium guy.
If the answer is medium rare, you're a communist.
I'm medium.
Okay.
Wait, what? So what are you?
Medium rare.
So you're a communist?
You're a communist.
How am I a communist?
You just said if you're medium rare, you're a communist.
No, I said your answer is medium rare or you're a communist.
I think medium and medium rare.
I think medium's the
same exact thing. If you're well done, you should be in jail.
Might as well order a shoe.
Omaha Steaks, the world's best beef, naturally aged for the ultimate in tenderness, juiciness, and flavor. Every steak and every entry is flash frozen, vacuum sealed, and ready to share with your family. Got to admit, I have some Omaha Steaks in the freezer. Got them yesterday, actually. Went out shopping last night. Was a good time. Spent a couple $100 feeding the family. Got them all in the fridge, in the freezer. Left the fridge open overnight. Everything in the fridge spoiled. That was it. But my Omaha Steaks, safe in the freezer.
Yeah, that's how you want to do it. So we obviously like Omaha Steaks. I also like likes and subscribe on the Pick Central and Barstool Sportsbook YouTube page. Go check that show out. Share it with your friends. Tell us what idiots we are. Maybe clip one thing of us with a pick that's actually a winner. Send it to your friends. Share it up.
If we can get 1,000 likes today,
do a case race.
Actually, let me not say it. I was about to say I'll do something stupid, but people, please like. I mean, it's free of charge. We ain't asking for much. Just like the stream. Please.
We don't ask much for Pick Central.
If you're watching right now, just hit that like button.
We never
please.
Ask much.
We're a gambling company.
Well, you know what? We were like, Brandon's out. Let's take this show more serious because we are. It's a good show. You know,
we're a gambling company. All right. So the Parlay Plus, obviously, speaking of Barstool Sportsbook, is a major feature in the Barstool Sportsbook. Ebo kind of had the idea. I kind of had the idea. You can all do your own. But what about building out each leg in a Parlay Plus? Everybody focus on, hey, I love this. I love this guy's rushing yards. I love this guy to score a touchdown, passing touchdowns. Let's build that leg, make it a Parlay Plus for the people. I'll go with Kareem Hunt to score a touchdown. Throw that in there. Since I'm on it to double dip, I'll just make my I got to root for one. Give me Kareem Hunt to score a touchdown.
Are we all on the Browns?
I think, yeah, I mean, you could go any other – you can go either way. Like, I don't think – I think if a team's down, going over a guy's yardage
– No, but I was just saying, might as well just put the Browns money line right now if we're on the Browns.
Yeah, okay.
I have mine.
All right, Smitty, I like that. Smitty,
yeah, just Browns money line.
Cade York over 6.5 points.
Six and a half gets us – two field goals in
You need two field goals. That's the only
need
thing.
To,
what's his line also, on field goals, though? What's his line on field goals? Is that properly? I'm sure it is.
It's got to be 1.5, then.
Westy's got that shit fucking locked. Player kicking? Where would that be?
Or we can do Minka Fitzpatrick over 6.5 tackles.
So no kicking points here.
That seems outrageously high.
-150.
Quarterback. Are you kidding me?
-150.
Jesus.
So are you swapping Minka for Cade York?
Either one. That's up to you guys.
I think swap Minka.
Yeah, put Minka in.
Yeah? Jeff wore the kicker's jersey. It's redemption game.
He wore
it last game. He missed an extra point.
I think the redemption game.
But he got over 6.5, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
They had a lot of touchdowns.
They scored 31.
Right?
Yeah, no, he didn't. They scored.
He didn't?
Okay. He literally missed an extra point, kicked a field goal, and 3 extra points and missed one. I was going to say either – the one I was going to have was either Chubb over rushing yards or a Myles Garrett sack. Those are the two I had in my head.
I'd rather Myles Garrett sack.
One sack.
Then we're going to root for Hunt to score a touchdown and Chubb rush. It's a lot of, I think.
Go with the sack. I don't hate
and
that.
And I think
one
sack
thing.
Is fucking, like, he's going to
get. Let me get a sack. That's
yeah.
it.
All right. And we need a friendly score operator to yeah. give the guy the credit. Like the guy at MIT when he gave me 6 tackles in a game.
We need one more.
3 on one drive. I just happened to be the guy he saw. I was like, all right, buddy. Works for me. Career high. 6 tackles as a corner.
What would if we could, let's see what that would be.
So I don't think we can put the tackles in the parlay plus.
Tackles is separate.
So all do Cade York.
So do Cade York. Let's see where we're at.
Oh, boy.
I want this reaction when Cade York gets.
Listen,
the weather, okay.
I'll be playing
putting
it.
This out there right now. When I Siri the weather report, 20% chance of Wayne. Big time wind.
That's tough for passing.
He said no Cade York either.
What the fuck?
What about scoreless quarter?
I don't hate that.
Actually, I think the only bets that you can do are the ones that are on the screen. So whatever he's saying right. up there with the pluses.
All right, let me get one. I got one. You could do sack, though?
So we can do total successful field goals by the Browns over 1.5. That's not kicking points, but that would be Cade York over 1.5.
Oh, yeah, do that one.
I don't hate that. Yeah, go with that.
What's it at?
It's the same juice, too.
105.
It's less.
Plus 600?
So far.
All right. Here's where.
It'll be a lot more than 600 right now.
Yeah. Do we want to add? Take a call or have Ebo add one?
Oh, Ebo.
Ebo. Add the last leg.
What do we take Mitch under passing yards?
Okay.
I like that. Okay, yeah. Especially if it's windy.
What is it?
It's 11-1.
That's share a it. Great bet.
All right.
Bet. Good
check
bet.
Out every week.
Check out this stat.
Every week.
There are over 200 quarterbacks to have started over 50 games in the NFL since like 1950 or whatever. Only one has not thrown a pick six. Do you know who that is?
Only one has never thrown a pick six in his career.
Mm-hmm. Who has started over 50 games in the NFL.
Give me a
second.
So
it's Mitch?
It's Mitchie Poo.
Wow.
Yeah, he's got some crazy stats like in his favor. And like I know there's something about the playoffs too. Like he's got some weird stats that are like.
It was him and Bortles at the one. They're the only guys that throw like.
No picks or
like,
something.
Like no picks and like two touchdowns playoffs, or something like that.
That's crazy. That is crazy. All right, so that's the one. Pick Central Parlay Plus. Going to be up every week.
11-1.
Every week. Bring a leg. And then we'll see, you know, we'll obviously rate where we are with each other.
Go through it one more time. Tell me what we have.
All right. We have total passing yards under. Mitch Trubisky is under 191.5. That is a low amount. Total successful field goals by the Cleveland Browns over 1.5. Money line, Cleveland Browns. Kareem Hunt, anytime touchdown scorer. It's plus 1,100. That's the Pick Central Parlay Plus.
Commenter says Nick Chubb and Najee Harris to record over 99.5 yards each, plus 2,500.
I don't think it's going to happen.
But
see Najee 100 yards.
Wow. I don't either. But
yeah,
I mean,
when they get down, he just stops being in the game. Like,
yeah, but I mean,
I like that
hefty one.
I just want everyone to know Zach Krause and KJ, who just bought with my code, you will be part of this parlay of plus 1,100. So I will, if it hits, you will be paid out.
All right. Any final thoughts on
anyone else? You could be on.
Any final thoughts on the Browns and Steelers? No. All right, Ev, tell us about Foling. Tell us about Foling.
Foling is a rowdy mashup of football and bowling. First team to knock down all 10 of their opponents' pins wins. Born at the Indy 500 in 2001, Foling is wildly popular in the Midwest where it all started and it's taken the nation by storm. It's anyone's game, tight spiral, granny roll underhand. You don't need to be a quarterback to win. Bonks win the game in just one throw, but you got to give the other team one last chance before you claim victory. If on any player's first throw of the game, with all 10 pins still standing, the red pin is knocked off the board, that's a bonk. Easily stored within latching boards, the set comes with everything you need. 20 weighted pins, 2 boards, 1 football, a pump, and endless fun. Upgrade your tailgate. Use promo code BARSTOOL20 for 20% off, plus free shipping on a Foling set at playfoling.com. That's playfoling.com. Use BARSTOOL20 for 20% off, plus free shipping.
All right.
Do you guys know Mints is in New Orleans?
Yes.
Oh, I haven't heard or seen.
Oh, no, he told us
he's somewhere.
Yeah, he's...
Did you know he's with Donnie and Nick?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. I haven't heard or seen anything.
No, he's definitely not home.
2 weeks. Every tweet, every day.
All right. College. Yeah. In the French Quarter.
Can we talk about the big basketball news real quick?
Yeah, yeah, we should. Games?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go
I on. Mean, holy right. shit. I mean, just another example. Don't shit where you eat.
I was
going to hurt you.
No, I think it's actually good sometimes.
Yeah, it's good, but
yeah.
You think about what you're doing. Just think.
I think there's more to the story than this.
It has to
I
be
mean,
more.
There's
a 1 year
not,
suspension. It
can't get in
even
trouble.
Just have like, there's something. There has to be more to it.
Well, he's married for sure, right?
I don't know.
Nia Long.
He's a girlfriend, I think. I don't think.
Oh, it's
he's
a girlfriend.
Married.
He's not married. Okay, all right.
He's married to Nia Long.
Yeah,
that's what I've.
I don't
heard.
Think he's married. I think he's a girlfriend. I think we got to get the facts straight yeah. when we
he
say
cheated
this
on Nia Long.
Three.
So that's I don't know who that is, but everyone keeps saying that.
A beautiful, beautiful yes. actress.
But right. I there has to be more to what he did because you can't. They would not suspend you for an entire season for.
There's something more to it.
At just what it is.
I don't know what. I'm not accusing of anything. Just something. There's more to the story.
Yeah.
That he just had relations with this other woman that was
She is beautiful. She was in those.
She's gorgeous. She's in the Friday movies.
Yeah, she's in a bunch of movies.
Yeah. And was she in one of the movies with Martin Lawrence, too, I feel like?
Definitely.
Blue Streak.
Yeah. And, Big Mama's House?
Big Mama's House.
I saw that.
Play the hits.
Bro, I saw that in theaters. Anyway, that's, yeah, I mean, that's a year, something has to be going on for a year. Something has to be going
also,
on.
Also, you're two games away from winning a championship, rookie head coach, everything's going swimmingly, you're coming back, you're probably favorites out of the East again, and to have this happen, they got the assistant coach bumping up. Honestly, Brad should just take over.
Oh, yeah.
Come back down.
Look, Nia Long's got quite the catalog.
Listen, if Brad goes back on the sidelines... This story has a happy ending.
He might have to. He like if they
who else
start,
did he
if
trust?
They if
who
they start out like really
trust?
Shaky like they did last year,
who else could
like
you
he
trust?
Might just have to.
Put Brad on it. Let me run some fucking run his sets.
See, I think
let us all let all the nerds enjoy Brad again.
But see, I think it'd be a problem.
Farewell
for Brad.
Tour.
It'd be a huge problem.
I do,
for Brad.
It will. It can't do
if,
it.
If you don't make the finals, it's Brad, you stink, pal.
That's the thing I'm kind of worried. That's the thing I'm kind of worried.
I don't know. I think each year is kind of mutually exclusive.
I think that can become a narrative.
With his legacy, I do worry about that a little bit.
Like,
and
did,
it's even
did
worse
better with him than you.
It's even worse if this guy wins.
It already kind of is like that, to be honest.
This guy ever wins and Brad didn't win and be like, oh, he's supposed to be.
Yeah, but Brad put together the little roster. I mean, he got Robert Williams out of like nowhere.
He did. He I just still can't believe he's not. I say it every time. I still can't believe he's not coaching. That guy loves coaching, loves coach. I'm just
yeah. I mean, but I mean, he might pull Pat Riley. You never know. Slick back Pat.
Yeah, and he'll come back, right?
But
yeah.
it's about what's best for the team. If they struggle, like by Christmas, like you got to turn it around. Who
yeah,
knows?
But then his front office thing would take like it would take a shit. He wouldn't be able to manage both. I really don't know.
Well, I mean, no, you'd have to have someone else. Fill
yeah, exactly. Fill that out.
So. I mean. Riley did.
A year is crazy, though. Something's got to be going on for a year. That's pretty...
There is more, obviously,
because
to go along
Riley.
The story, but...
We're counting him Riley a little...
I didn't say
he ain't one shit.
I think he can be, but... A year is crazy. That's pretty
wild
crazy.
Story, especially a week before camp.
Yeah.
There's we'll just get... something that's going on, because you can't... You just can't... A whole season for that, it must be pretty serious.
And that's official? That's what they're saying?
They're saying it's looking like that, yeah.
What if it was... I mean, this is all allegedly speaking. What if it was like... Brad Stevens' wife.
Well, we know. Well, apparently we know the woman because there's only one female staff member. So I mean, it's yeah. clear it's the woman that it is.
Oh yeah,
fine ass yellow bone too.
What did he say?
She's a pretty woman. Pretty light skinned black woman. For those who apparently you're from the city.
I saw a Mark J. Spears tweet, though, that...
He's calling me upstate. You don't even know the lingo.
She might not be involved, Ev.
That dude.
Oh, you're saying it's not her,
yeah,
Evo?
Well, that's what one of the tweets this morning I saw was, that she's not the one involved.
Because I kept seeing the picture because they claim, I would say allegedly, that there's only one.
That story has to then become a thing, too.
On the coaching staff.
There's only one woman who worked...
No, it was the coaching staff, they were saying.
Oh, it's not within the whole organization?
Oh, I assumed it was within the
I
whole
thought it was somebody within the whole organization.
It could be someone selling peanuts.
Don't think. This guy's got to be a moron if it's a girl in the coaching staff. And
that's what I was reading this morning. Tough. That's why the one woman, her last name Feaster, I believe, kept her picture kept getting posted. That they're like, oh, this has to be her.
I don't like that element of it, too, though. But Like, what? We're going to ruin this girl? I mean,
something stinks about the whole situation.
Well,
there has to be more to come out.
I don't like that.
Wild.
That's crazy.
Wild story. That's going to affect the best team in the East.
No, it is. Like, for sure. Sixers year, yeah. Smitty.
I'm telling you, this is prime for the Sixers to have a 60-win regular season. Joel Embiid, MVP, James Harden stepping up, and then losing the second round of the playoffs.
How close?
I'm serious. They're going to put everything behind the regular season.
Guys are too busy making Adam Sandler movies.
Seriously. Seriously. And the worst part about it, the movie's been out long enough, they didn't even fucking have the Sixers win in the end.
No, they just
the star player went to the Celtics.
They just hand them to the Celtics.
Yes.
Like, it's a fictional movie, man. Like, have the Sixers win one.
So funny.
What the fuck was that?
Well, I mean, it was the Sixers front office was too stupid. They wouldn't listen to their scout.
Yeah.
Wouldn't listen to the guy.
Disrespected Adam Sandler.
Fucking
fired him.
Rich boy's son was like, I know what I'm talking about, over the scout that's been doing it for like 30 years.
Yep.
And just grinding talent not in the country, over the planet.
That bothered me more than it should. Why do you have him go to the Celtics? Like, what? Any other team. Just have him go to the Thunder and just, like, be happy. He went to the fucking Celtics.
Adam Sandler.
That was literally the first thing I thought when they showed him. I was just dying.
Unbelievable.
When Stevens comes over and is like, he's pretty good. And I'm like, I'm like, here we go.
I believe Wancho, the actual basketball player, might have been on the Celtics at the time. So maybe it was easier to film,
he did a little bit of a stint with the Celtics.
He was he's Hernan Gomez's brother. He used to be a Nick.
Yes.
His older brother used to be a Nick.
Yeah. I just hated that movie, but that's a whole other thing.
This is your Twisted Kings, Taylor Lewan and Will Compton. Summer is right around the corner.
Nothing is better than grabbing a refreshing Twisted Tea cold on the rocks. It's got 5% alcohol. It is the perfect drink to turn up your summer. And you might be wondering, is this a sponsored ad? Yes. But the truth is, the boys, we love Twisted Tea.
Dude.
Go buy it. Go drink it. Drink responsibly and tell your boys to buy it as well. Let's have ourselves a hell of a summer. Oh, don't be dumb. Drink responsibly.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
All right, college tonight. Like I said, the effort pick of the day. I do think you can actually, Ev, you did fouling already, correct?
Yeah.
All right, we're good. All right. Coastal Carolina, Georgia State. I do think that there is going to be a ton of points in this game tonight. I'm on the straight over. What's this dude doing?
He's looking
at his hair in the reflection.
Come on, Francis. It's week one.
I
like Francis.
I mean, that's a wild move. There's certain guys.
Get that clip.
I mean, three of us, we're not like look in the mirror hair guys. Like, Francis is looking at
But he's got to realize this is a two-way mirror here.
Everyone knows Francis loves himself.
That's a wild move. I don't know what the fuck.
Also after the show. Like, it was after. He doesn't have it on camera.
That's how he is. I thought Coastal left some points on the board last week. I watched all of Georgia State. They put up 40 on Charlotte, gave up 40 to Charlotte. I don't think there's a lot of defense here. I'm on over 63. Smitty, you kind of dip in and out of college. Do you have an opinion on this game?
If I were to bet this game, it'd be the over.
Okay.
I'm a little hesitant about taking Coastal, even though I think they're the better team, but
Georgia State can't stop anybody. Ev, what do you think on this one?
On Georgia State, I just think I know Coastal's kind of struggled with Florida State a couple times. Also, 3-0 going to 0-3, laying 2. That is stinky, stinky, stinky. And also, Georgia State.
In every game.
They've played South Carolina.
Yep.
They played UNC, lost by a touchdown. Like, they've played really good competition considering they're a Sun Belt team. I think they win here today. But the over as well. If I had to play a total, I definitely wouldn't play the under this game.
You just nailed it on. It's 2.5 points. Just have to take Georgia.
Yeah. I love the over. I'm not gonna play the side. I love the over. West Virginia, Virginia Tech. West Virginia, a road favorite at -2.5.
Both teams stink.
See, but I think West Virginia has more going for them.
Yeah.
Grant Wells.
Lose the Old Dominion.
I was listening to something the other day, and they said the guy truthfully said this. I think it was a CBS podcast. He said that the Rice game may have broken Grant Wells. The famous game with Marshall and I laid the 23. Yeah. They think that, like,
he hit
a wall and he went all downhill, and he truthfully stinks. Like, he's got the yips or whatever. But with that said, I think West Virginia struggles to get stops. But I think they're going to be in a position to get stops because Virginia Tech's offense is really bad. I'm going to go with JT Daniels laying the 2.5 versus Grant Wells. I think this one's kind of easy.
It's 3 now.
Is it 3?
That she is.
So it's moving up. All right.
I didn't want to play with the points. I took West Virginia money line. I got it like minus 130 earlier today. Right. My thought process on this is a couple things. Obviously, West Virginia had a couple of tough losses. Like, they should have beat Pitt. They lost to them. Obviously, tough game. Then they lose to Kansas, but I think that game now, that loss is aging well.
Not that bad.
They definitely give up some points. But the thing about the two teams they give a lot of points to, a Keaton Slovis Pittsburgh team, and now we're realizing how good this Kansas offense is. Jalen Daniels, Kansas offense, very good. Virginia Tech is not that at all. Their defense is not terrible, but I do think – this is one of those for me, like, the line, I don't think it, like, stinks that bad because I think West Virginia is a little better. Virginia Tech lost to Old Dominion, who I think is good defense, terrible offensively. They didn't even blow out Wofford. Like, they beat Wofford, like, 27-7. They beat up on
– They beat Boston College,
who is atrocious.
So you say that defense atrocious. Is good, but have
it's
we –
It's not terrible.
That's fine, but have we seen their defense tested?
West Virginia is by far the best offense they will play.
Wofford, that's what and you scored 17, 27, and 27. You scored 27 against Wofford?
No, that's I like West Virginia. I think
West Virginia easy.
It's eye test. They're just a better football team. If they lose, they lose.
And is Virginia Tech one of those places that's still getting a home field advantage that has gone downhill? I kind of think Notre Dame's like that too. Like going to Notre Dame used to be like, ooh, going to everybody beats it. Like Navy beats Notre Dame now.
It's
like,
not what it used to be. I still think they will get up. It's early enough in the season where
they still have 2-1. Hope.
They played the last two games at home. I would like to think they'd get up for a West Virginia game
on Thursday.
On a Thursday night. I mean, primetime game. I still like West Virginia. Like I said, it's one of those that I know in my head watching them, they are the better football team. If they don't pull it out, I lost. What are you gonna do? But West Virginia is better.
I'm in on it. I'm going to take West Virginia as well. Chattanooga, Illinois, I got no real take. Anybody have a take on that one?
Not playing it.
I didn't expect that as well. Let's see what else Ebo has. You have one?
No,
I didn't think you'd weigh in on
that. No. I was literally laughing because someone DM'd me randomly and said, are Smitty's knees weirdly large? I think they're pretty normal knees.
I guess grown man knees.
It's not athletic legs. It's not athletic legs.
DM'd the guy. Got an ACL right here. Dead man's Achilles in there.
Got athletic legs.
Pretty good. Yeah.
It's got athletic legs.
That's new.
What happened to Shox? Why did Shox get phased out?
The shoes?
Yeah.
Because the only reason people bought them was because you think you could jump higher, and I don't jump anymore.
They are heavy. I liked playing ball.
So remember when you thought you got Shox? You're like, holy
shit. I remember Jermaine O'Neal's shoes were Shox. I had a pair.
I liked them in hoops. We got them a lot as team sneakers.
Basketball, I would thought it was like a cool shoe to wear. And I don't know. Do they still sell them?
No, not really.
They sell Shox.
Yeah, but
you go in like Finish Line Fuck right now.
There used to be a lot of Shox.
There'll be a couple pairs.
They were heavy. I think
you guys watched the N1 documentary?
I did not.
Yeah, great.
I did.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Like, always wondered what happened to N1. Oh, yeah. They just got bought out. And that was it.
That was it. By who?
See ya.
That was really it.
That was it.
I think it was more, though, about how this little, like, ragtag company made an impact.
Yeah, but when we were in high school, N1 was everywhere.
When I was in middle school, I remember watching the TV show on ESPN.
Bro,
I watched every episode. I loved it. I was like 12. I loved it.
I was in basketball camp, and the thing was you would see every week it was sleepaway camp, and then you go to day camps. Like every day you would see the N1 t-shirt, and you would like turn the kid around and be like, what's that one say? It's like, oh, I rain jump, like get your umbrella.
Oh, I had a plethora of those t-shirts.
If you could see a new one, you'd be like, oh, I haven't seen that one yet. And like, you weren't buying them online. You had to go to like Macy's and hope that they were there, or go to Finish Line, hope they were there. Like it was a movement. It was crazy.
Overnight, psh, that was it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Always wondered. Oh yeah, they just got bought out. Oh, yeah,
at the peak of their powers, Hot Sauce and Professor were bigger than any
NBA
player.
Professor was the guy.
They were the biggest.
He literally was like the Eminem of streetball.
Yeah, he's still.
You know, his YouTube is still popping.
It's gotta be.
He's done well with it. He's like a few million subscribers.
Yeah, he's still doing TikToks and things like that.
Those guys.
Yeah.
All right. There's one tweet that's going like, and I don't really want to even say the person's name who is done it. Because you know who that is? Sorry for the... I just don't want to say his name. But you know the person?
I don't know the account.
Well, regardless, someone, it's going kind of viral now, and saying someone, Udoka had relationships, this is allegedly, everybody, with not one but two staff members. One deleted all social media accounts, the other turned off comments on Instagram. Both were married. One was actually married to a senior vice president in Celtics organization who wanted a one-year suspension. But I don't know. Again, I don't, this, it's got a lot of likes. It's got, but that's
it was
what,
juicy, but it in theory, it could make some sense.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
All allegedly, obviously.
Yeah, all that we know is Sean, there's more to this story name that has been recorded.
I'll text to you.
It's fine. I'm trying to figure out where.
I've never heard of the account, actually.
It's a little.
Makes sense. But still, yeah, I mean, that's.
Stool Greeny?
Imagine if Stool Greeny would broke it.
Celtics Twitter's so fucking annoying. Celtics crazy. And Mets Twitter just.
Oh, Mets,
yeah, you guys come in, like, I'm rational. You guys come.
No, you know, you are rational. Mets fans on. Oh, it's.
I mean, listen. It's going to scare us right down to the get go.
No, it's but, not. No. It's not even scary. The hubris you guys show, not you, but Mets Twitter and the fucking fan base here has shown all season, even up until now, when you're begging, absolutely begging for the Braves to lose. It's fucking embarrassing.
No, you got to take part of it is you have to take care of what you got to do. The Braves losing doesn't help us if we don't win. You got to go win games. I get what you're saying. But there is something
and
fun.
Roan said on First Time a Long Time he wants to take Meek outside and hang him fucking from a streetlight with his underwear. I don't disagree with that.
I was an anti-Phil guy till yesterday. Phil's back out of the cage. But there is something fun to a pennant race. The old,
sure. No doubt.
The old pennant races have gone kind of by the wayside. A lot of these divisions were tied up by like 15
Dude,
games.
Having a first or second, or having a bye in the first round, that's everything.
It is huge.
That's
yeah.
massive. Everything.
It is huge. I do think you guys can be dangerous in the playoffs. I really do.
We're gonna be happy to be there.
Yeah. But I mean,
and I'm fine with that.
Let's that just get park there first. Schwarber can go nuts. Like,
well. First series is played all away, so it would either be in...
It's all away?
Yeah, if you're the lowest, yeah.
Oh, God.
So.
I didn't know that.
Three games, though.
Yeah, and I think
I knew that,
so
but I didn't...
So he can hang with the...
They don't give you a one?
Not the Braves or
because it's only three, yeah. The first one.
That's which I don't. I also don't hate.
That's an interesting...
I don't hate it either.
But
I think,
what's
I think
weird
it's
about that,
it's
though...
Team, I mean...
So then what's weird about that, though, is then the 4-5. So the team who gets four gets all three games at home?
Yes.
Where do we sit on that? You're both wild card teams. One of them.
I mean, you're the best.
Look at the old wild card playoff game. Like, remember how Pittsburgh just lost?
Yeah.
10 years in a row playing at home.
I mean, yeah, even like, in the one seed, obviously it was. Think about it. It was almost for like a one off. Like you were getting a home game.
Yeah.
That's more valuable, I think, than getting three at home. Am I crazy for that?
I think so
when it's a one shotter,
it's one,
a one shotter.
Yeah. It makes sense.
You need to have some sort of advantage of 162 games.
But I think that, I guess, you could lose one at home. Yeah, I guess losing two at home is more unlikely.
But regardless, imagine that series goes, you know, all three. Your top three stars are cooked for the next series. You have to go into L.A.?
Yes, on short
or
notice.
Houston and do that?
That's why I do think that you're right. The teams with the buys. I'd be very surprised if we don't get chalk in the – in MLB. And I know everybody's saying, like, oh, it's football season. You're still watching baseball. If your team's in it, like, it's...
MLB, yeah, I agree with you.
Obviously.
MLB is still going on. We got to talk about it.
Although some people are taking vacation on MLB.
Oh, yeah. Well, what a segue right there.
Sounds
real. Zach Hample, the foul ball guy. Everyone knows this guy because he's a whack job who just wants to go to all the games. How many balls does he have? It's like insane amount,
11,
right?
000, yeah.
About foul balls, whatever. There was also just a story going around that he like stole a ball from a kid. Like, there's all these funny stories. But hey, I almost respected when he did that because it's like, hey, it's a job. Like,
he's committed to the game.
I'm committed to the game no matter what. But he said in a New York
That's awesome.
Such a funny
what a dick.
He has the two hats. He knows how to say it in all the languages. The guy's a fucking robot. I met him.
But that's the thing. Like, I almost respect it because he's, like, in the right spot. How is he in the right spot every time? And he said that the 60th home run where the ball was, he had FOMO because that's where his seats are. And we're in Yankee Stadium. Really? So he would have gotten that one, pretty much, he said. But,
well,
he said, exactly. That's what he said, though. That's why I was like, oh, I respect. And then all of a sudden, he's like, I have FOMO, but I am, I have a planned vacation and I am in Southern California right now.
All right.
You gotta.
No. I have a double down on this. Have you addressed, finish your rant, because there's a part that I don't think you're fully getting.
I'm just saying that I think that you, as you made it your job and made it this public that you are the best at it, and that there's two home runs right now going on.
Okay.
That's only.
I thought you were only going to make it a one.
No, because it's good.
This guy should be going. He should be leaving the Bronx and going to St. Louis.
Yes,
and then going back to the Bronx.
100%.
He should be working double right now. It's chasing Pujols 700.
Because to be honest, there's not many times in the last year or whatever where you're there's history happening that you need to be. These are two places he needs to be, and he took a vacation. I don't care what it is, because he didn't have to be this life, but he chose it. And now I want him to be at these, and he's not.
It also takes a little bit away, because we're definitely not rooting for him. I think Ev said he would punch him in his face.
I called him a weasel. Yeah,
he's
a weasel.
I planned on going to the games for Judge when he gets to the next one to box him out, and now he's on vacation? Sad.
But there is an element of when it goes in the air, us as the internet, hoping it's not him. We don't get to root against them as well.
Or if it's the golden moment
of somebody just straight up holding them. They don't even care about. They're the clips that we could have gotten, he's robbing us from that too.
Him getting it too, though, is also funny. No matter what, definitely. It's just we can be this guy's a fucking.
Well, it goes one of the other way. He either gets close, he misses it somehow.
Imagine him,
or he gets it and we hate him and he does his weasel
thing.
Imagine
him fucking barreling a 4-year-old for it. Like that.
There's a lot of content that he's skipping out on. Maybe he's slow playing. Maybe he's just going to go and he doesn't want people to know.
And also, let's be honest, Judge is 62 or Pujols is 700. When that ball's in the air, it's going to be a stampede.
I mean,
it's not going to be a 4-year-old just standing corner.
I mean, Judge is 60. Oh, it's a melee.
60, there was a pileup.
It was a pileup.
It was scary.
Can I ask a question?
Which is even more stupid that they just gave it back.
Yeah, those kids are idiots.
Risked their lives.
Idiots. Exactly. Didn't even get a real jersey out of it. Morons.
They got a Judge jersey.
They wore it. That's what they were wearing.
They don't know.
They got signed balls.
And they met him, right?
Yeah, they hung out with him for a second.
Yeah, Carl was saying they were like boys. These kids left being we're boys with Judge. No, you're not. How crazy do you have to be crazy to get in that melee? But how crazy do you have to be to get on top? The ball's this big. What chances do you really think?
That's when
one starts squirting around. Yeah.
Squirting you 6 feet up, 11 guys up.
All you need is an inch of wind. All of a sudden, that ball just.
But if you're 11 layers of the sandwich.
Well, 11's egregious, but.
Let's pull that pile up. Do we have that? How high? I bet you it's seven guys.
If you find your way in the top middle of the pile, all of a sudden you just look, ball squirms out.
Maybe that's how foul ball guy goes out. Bottom of the pile.
Yeah, that's
Kevin Bacon in Animal House.
Yeah,
it's basically Steve Irwin, pretty much. It's he died doing what he loves.
So how many? All right, here.
Bro, look at them.
See, if this, I guess it's not as bad.
That guy jumped on top of the pile he was going to get it.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Yeah, I don't think you're the guy.
The guy in the blue.
With the bag, I don't
think. At that point.
You're a little too late to the party.
I think you try to go on the outskirts. I don't think you go on top. There it is. Perfect, perfect.
And honestly, thank God it's crazier because it's bleachers seats. It's not actual sitting in seats.
Yeah, I say it all the time. A-Rod hit one. One of A-Rod's last home runs was right where I was. But I walked in late and had a bounce.
If Judge
around.
Hits one.
I also didn't know the significance of it. I kind of forgot what it was. I was like,
But I would
you hit one in the wrong place in the Bronx. They might stop. Like Hample goes out, like you said, like tramples some like the wrong guy's kid.
Yeah,
there might be people worrying about the ball. You're just getting turn stopped by three goombots. Yep.
Yeah, they don't care. Yeah,
the shit out of you.
It's like Chris,
they don't even care about the ball.
What's the line Chris DiStefano says about his father? He's like, I'd rather go to jail because I'll be with my friends than live with his mother. That's what you'd be dealing with. Like those whack jobs. It's all time, all time.
Goombas, all of them.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah,
big time. Ebo, anything else? Who do you like for the Heisman before we get to the picks?
I mean, I think J.J. McCarthy, 25-1, might be worth a sprinkle. I just don't really want to touch that bet, though.
Do we think it could be Stetson Bennett?
I said that after the first
Or is their defense going to be like, their defense is too good. Their defense is too good, and they we don't.
I hate the numbers like went down so much. He was like 80-1. Now he's 6-1.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, just that first game against Oregon, he looked unbelievable, I thought.
Somebody at Cal Williams preseason. I wonder who that was.
If I was to pick one right now for like a real, real long shot.
I'm going to give one.
Maybe like Addison, maybe like.
I had the winner and it's gone now.
50-1. Addison's a monster.
When it was,
oh, yeah.
He really, the way he was playing in that Alabama game.
I'll give one that's a little off.
Little Jerkovec, why is he even on the list?
I don't know. It's crazy.
Like, Boston College is atrocious.
They
don't even score.
The two that jump out, and I say it, the formula, I don't think anybody but the top three or four guys right now is going to win it. That's just how it goes.
Sean Clifford's plus 10.
But the formula is a quarterback who makes an impact in an early game and skyrockets up. The two names at the bottom of that list right now could potentially be guys who skyrocket very soon. Sam Hartman, if he goes and beats Clemson and has an astronomical game. I know he already missed one, but if he beats Clemson and goes nuts, watch him go up. The other one, they need a lot to happen. But what if Hendon Hooker and Tennessee go insane put numbers on Alabama?
Hooker's
what if
the right
they beat
answer.
Alabama? I don't think they could beat them twice, but what if they start to – when do they play Georgia? How late do they play Georgia?
I'm not sure.
Like, could you be holding Hooker until he goes to
Georgia? Hooker's not a bad play with those numbers.
Right?
Well, I would agree. He was the other one I had in my head.
Now, the SEC is brutal. So, like, Tennessee, where is Tennessee?
Honestly, this is a big week for him. If they go beat the shit out of Florida this weekend,
West Virginia,
he has a good game.
Pitt. I love how you can, like, just navigate people's schedule based on who they played in the app if you don't want to scroll for them. All right, so Tennessee, we'll pull them up real quick. Okay. Florida obviously now is a showcase game at LSU. Then it's Bama, which is the one again. Tennessee can be really pesky, but that's another showcase game. You're basically holding Hooker at a monstrous number. If you do think they could beat Bama, or he shows out and they lose by like 3 to Bama, you're getting another kind of free roll if they can go beat Georgia. Now, do I think they could beat Alabama and Georgia in the same season? No, but this award, you don't get a lot of value with these guys at the top. It's fun to go chase a big number. Is that crazy?
No.
Right?
It's considering the 40-1 compared to 3-1.
100%. Yeah, that'd be the guy I'd take a look at.
I mean, Young wasn't like the favorite this time last year at all, right?
No.
He was up there.
He absolutely was
one of the top three favorites.
Was he?
Yeah, for sure.
Pretty sure. It's Bama's quarterback.
It's Bama's quarterback.
Oh, I know. I know he started out as one of the top three, but I thought he fell off a little bit.
I don't think I'll ever crazy amount.
Spencer Sanders at 50-1? Like, there's some wild names on here.
Yeah, Oklahoma City's had a good – and he's played well to start the season.
He's had
good numbers.
Them losing Bedlam. I said this on Pick'em. I'm interested. We could do that right before picks. What's the college football rivalry, Smitty, that you have no involvement with as a fan – but you just, like, love. Like, you'll be like, oh, that game's this weekend? Awesome. I'll always watch that game. Seems like a great environment. I would love to go to it. The games are always close. Wacky shit happens. To me, like, Bedlam's right at the top of that rivalry.
I know there's
other people saying Army-Navy. Like, people look forward to Bama-LSU.
The sneaky
Florida
one
State,
for
Miami.
Florida State, Miami. That's gone down for a while. Like Notre Dame, USC, Big Cack said, because like he still kind of respects that rivalry. Like Ohio State, Michigan, you would have to be excluded from that. But I'm just saying, to me, it's Bedlam. I always love the Big 12. I think these games are awesome. And I know Oklahoma dominates, but like Oklahoma State's always been really good. I just think that game's sick.
I
really do.
Someone who really doesn't have, like, I don't care about any team, honestly, that is one I'll always watch no matter what. I don't like anyone. It doesn't. I don't think many compare to that.
You think Bedlam would be your answer?
Yeah, for sure. I'll just want to say like a sneaky, sneaky one is the Apple Cup.
Yeah,
I would never put it close to Bedlam. Right. As like a diehard college football fan, the Apple Cup is always a.
It's downhill a little bit, but Iron Bowl was like,
yep,
kind of just. But Auburn kind of stinks now.
Last year it was a great Iron Bowl.
Yeah,
they both didn't score.
All right, before we get to you, Smitty, the likes and subscribes have gone up. I guess they really want Za to do something crazy.
Yeah.
So one more push here before the picks. Which rivalry would you put in college football as one that, like I said, you can't miss or you like? Smitty.
Oh, you're talking to me?
Yeah, it's all good. It's
okay.
All good.
I thought you were doing a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up Army-Navy, like going down to the vet. Like, that's going to be it for me.
Yeah, it's a perfectly acceptable answer. I totally get it. All right, so we got the Parlay Plus via the people. Pick Central Parlay Plus, first ever, 1,100. That would be enormous to get that done. Let's go to picks. Ev, you're usually at the top of the boards. You're up first.
I've been struggling, too. I've had a bad couple of days.
It was a bad day for the show yesterday.
So, I'm on West Virginia money line. I'm on Georgia State plus 2.5. The Browns minus 4. Also, I'm going to add to the under 38.5 in the Browns-Steelers game.
And the hit parade.
And the hit parade, of course, always.
Marty.
We're on 50 Burger Watch for someone on the show, and that is Megan making money. She is down 30-something units
this month.
But I got Browns minus 4. I got Yankees. I have Judge to hit a home run.
I think I'm like 4.
And West Virginia money line.
I'm 4-1 or 5-1 in the straight NFL picks. The parlay pluses. I mean,
parlay pluses, yeah.
And the double dip. I've been chasing the double dip. Smitty.
Yeah, I mean, Eagles score 25 points. I'm plus 15 fucking units. Rockies Giants, I love. I loved it 2 days ago. They hit like 18 runs. Love it again today. Reds Brewers under 8. Hunter Green's been kind of a stud for the Reds recently. We're going up against Woodruff, and I have no logical reasoning behind this over. None other than fuck it. So
you need some college football plays in an NFL game.
I need some college football plays.
Like just the NFL game.
Just chaotic, like
both. Oh, yeah.
Like pick sixes, like scoop and score.
Not even like 38 random, points.
Random, just like BS. Like
I need 14 at halftime. Give me something.
Yeah. I like the scoreless quarters. I like the field goals. I'll figure out what I want to do. But the 1,100 to me is juicy. I'm definitely riding the People's Parlay Plus with that pick central. The Diamondbacks, Zach Gallen, this guy should still be winning. He should be right there in the Cy Young. He's awesome. Diamondbacks have been hot, plus 175. I think the game kind of stinks tonight in terms of the NFL. Turn this game on for MLB. It's going to be great. Guardians own the White Sox, minus 139. Coastal, Georgia over 63, Georgia State over 63, and West Virginia minus the 2.5. That is Pick Central. See how you leave it right at the 56. That's beautiful. That's
a good show.
That is Pick Central. Like and subscribe. The Yak is up next. Go check out, again, Pick Central, Parlay Plus 1,100. Everybody share it. Let's get involved.